Blog Talk Radio.
I'm glad I know you.
Now for all of you that are out there listening,
I'm glad you know me.
I need you just to close your eyes. And I need you to think about your personal relationship with the Father right now. How good he's been.
We're one big family.
And family, let's just give God praise. It's time to worship. Oh, lift up. Lift up holy hands. Oh, you've been so good to me. All because Jesus, you shed your blood out there on the Calvary.
You gave your life.
You gave, hallelujah. Oh, I need a witness up in here.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. Brother Jones has been with us for a while, and he always does an awesome, awesome job, and I know today he will do no less. I ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning, and welcome to Grace Nurture. We certainly appreciate you for tuning in. We're trusting and praying that all is well with you and with yours. Once again, we'd like to thank Sister Danielle for the fine job that she does on a daily basis throughout the week in introducing us as speakers to facilitate these devotions. We're thankful to Brother Bradshaw and the Grace View Church for having such a program that we can be a part of. In Matthew chapter 7, verse number 5, Jesus says, thou hypocrite, the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Jesus is dealing with judging and criticizing. The criticizer is a hypocrite. Before a person can pass judgment, he must extract his own sin first. When we judge and criticize, we become hypocrites. Philippians 2, verse 3 and 4, the Apostle Paul said, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let us each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. We show ourselves to be full of strife and vainglory. We show that we are not lowly of mind, nor do we esteem others better than ourselves when we criticize and judge others. We show that we fail to consider ourselves and to exhibit the spirit of meekness. We fail to bear a brother's burden. In Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, Paul said, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. We show that we are polluted with bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking, and malice. We fail to be tender-hearted and forgiving. We forget that God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 and 32, again, the Apostle Paul said, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, and tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Man has suffered greatly because of the judgment and criticism of others. When a person has done wrong and failed or come short, it is time for compassion and not censoring. It is time for reaching out and offering to pull the person up, not to push him down further. It is time to speak kindly of him, not negatively and destructively. The hypocrite fails to do this. The only hope for the hypocrite, anyone who judges and criticizes, is the same for any other person who sins. First, cast out the beam out of thine own eye and turn to God. Isaiah 1 and verse 16, God gave a stirring indictment against the people of God. Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes, cease to do evil. Jeremiah, that weeping prophet in Jeremiah 4 and verse number 14, wash thine heart from wickedness, that thou mayest be saved. How long shall thy vain thoughts lodge within thee? 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, the Apostle Paul, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Again, he warns in 2 Corinthians 13, and verse number 5, examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. When we judge and criticize, we are hypocritical. We too fail often. So to judge another person's failure is hypocritical. The point is that we have not only failed, we shall fail again. Thus, our task is fourfold. Number one, we are to know ourselves. We are as human as the next person and stand in just as much need of God's forgiveness. And we shall need God's forgiveness again and again as much as anyone else. We are all sinners saved by God's grace to live in sin, but we have the propensity of sin in all of us. Number two, we are not to usurp God's position in as a judge. He and he alone is God. He alone has the right and ability to judge according to all the facts. Many times we make judgments on people and situations where we have not done our homework. We have not gathered all the facts where we can make a good, sound judgment. First, to cast out the beam out of our own eye. We are first to get rid of the sin in our own lives, the critical and judgmental spirit, and whatever else is in us. Then we can see clearly to do what we should do or should be doing, helping those who are failing. We are to reach out in compassion and understanding to the person who has failed. Judgment and cruel criticism. Jesus says we have to be careful in judging others. We need to consider our own self. And in verse 6, Jesus says, give not that which is holy unto the dogs. Neither cast ye your pearls before swine, for them under their feet, and turn again and rend you. The criticizer, the judger, is really undeserving of the gospel. When Jesus makes the statement, give not that which is holy unto the dog, neither cast ye your pearls before the swine, what Christ was saying is very simply stated. We are not to be foolish and jeopardize ourselves in dealing with people who have no intention of doing what's right. When we know that a person will not receive us or the instruction of the gospel, we are to limit our approach unto them. Very simply, there are some criticizers and scoffing sinners to whom we must not go. They would hurt us and abuse the glorious message of the gospel. Strong language used by Christ, he faced reality. There are some unbelievers so wicked and so profane that they can be compared to dogs and swine. They are said to be unworthy of the gospel. Who are they? Well, the notorious sinner, the scoffer and scornful, the enraged and revilers, the openly wicked and profane, the hardened judges and criticizers, the haters and despisers, the persecutors. Can they be saved? Yes. Listen to Paul in Romans 10, verse number 13. Whosoever. You mean you're telling me the notorious sinner, the scoffer and the scornful, the enraged and the reviler, the openly wicked and profane, the hardened judges and criticizers, the haters and despisers, the persecutors can be saved? Yes. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Any who turn from their wicked way and call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But reality must be faced. There are some who have reached such a high level of evil, they are unlikely to turn from their wickedness. Not everyone does all of the above sins, but many people are guilty of the same. They destroy the reputation and work of a person, if not his body. What a tragedy that so many believers are often caught up in the criticism and judgment of others. believers are too often the very ones guilty of taking their words and hands to damage reputation and the works of others. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God who art in heaven, we come to thank you once again for this glorious opportunity to speak your word, the truth. We trust and pray you be with each and every one that is on the call, those that may be dealing with cancer, other illnesses, those that are dealing with COVID, those that have lost loved ones due to COVID. We ask, Father, that you would comfort them. Bless every church that's opening your name, that is built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, the New Testament. Help us to be mindful that we need to be aware of the innovations that are coming into the church that are not conducive to true and divine worship, not after the due order. Father, we ask that you be with us as we go through the remaining of this day. Help us to walk worthy of the vocation wherein we have been called. Continue to bless this program and others of such nature. For we ask it all in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.